by reflecting the object, nature of suffering. As it is nature of suffering, reflecting the object in nature of suffering, natural impermanence. Natural impermanence. That it can be stopped any time. If it's a personal natural impermanence, then that it can happen any time. It can happen to oneself. It can happen to that person. The object of attachment. Even by thinking that the subtle impermanence not only changed day by day, hour by hour, change became day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second, even within a second. Even within a second, it's called a second, 1 second of starting action and completing action. So it's called the Chazoki Kisimaji. So even within a second like this, it is changing, it is decaying, it doesn't last. Even within a second, it doesn't last. It decays, it changes, it decays, it doesn't last. So that is even, I say, more subtle impermanence. Grows subtle, extremely subtle. So changing even within sand, it doesn't last even within sand. That these causative phenomena, that particular object of attachment, that you think, that appears to your hallucinated mind, and you believe that this object will be always like this, will last for a long time, will be always like this, when you are looking at the object. Concept of permanence will be always like this. Even the minute before object perishes, disintegrate or thing, or if it's even before the death, the next minute, you see, death happens. But even minute before death, so you won't believe this what it always like this. This person's body will always like this. So there is concept permanence, there hallucination, appearing permanence, and believing that it will be always like this. Concept of permanence. So, even by thinking that this object, you see, what exists in the first second is gone, it doesn't exist during the next second, it doesn't exist, it's gone. what exists during the first second doesn't exist during the second time, the next second. Yesterday's you didn't exist, do not exist during today. Yesterday's you, it will exist yesterday, but do not exist today. It's gone. Source mirror, that object which exists in the first second, the next second is gone. It's not there, it's gone. During the next second, it doesn't exist. So even by this, even by reflecting, mentally on this, it makes to think, there's nothing to hold on to. There's nothing to hold on to. Nothing to grab, or nothing to grasp, or nothing to hold on to. If you really examine the object, the true object, impermanence. And the one, so remember impermanence, then that's the one most powerful thing can happen to this object attachment, and to also oneself, can happen in time. Also, after meeting, as I mentioned, the nature of samsara, what comes after meeting is separation. So we have to be aware of this. What comes, what results after meeting is separation. What comes after collecting, after what comes after the collection is it finishing. After the birth is death. So we came from this life, came from various countries and gathered here. So then we done after a few days, then I see separate. Separate. See? Similar, our family, this life, gathered. The conscious came from various realms, previous life, somewhere else, from devil realm, some from hell realm, animal, preta, inhuman being, from different realms, and gathered here, in this house, this place, in this country, in this place, this house, gathered. And this is my father, this is father, this is the mother, this is a wife, this husband, this is children, this is sister, this is a brother, this dad. So gathered. Then soon after gathered, met each other, gathered. And then after gathered, sooner or later, separate. Then again, different universes, different realms, some goes lower and some goes, maybe that's human realm or devil realm, how you want to see. So that short time, gathered there, in human body. So, yeah. And have been, who has been friend, has been enemy in the past, and will be enemy in the future. So, and everything, all the relationship changes. It has been changing, and it will be changing. It has been changing, and it will be changing. Now, all of this inhuman body gathered. These sentient beings. It doesn't mean it doesn't mean that they're the only one we have a relationship with. Not that. Relationship with all sentiments. Relationship with all the sentiments. And the relationship we have with all that, with every sentiment, with every insect, you know, with every animal, including crocodiles. You know, crocodile, including crocodiles. You know, relationship, crocodiles. The mosquitoes that's flying around here. Mosquitoes. You see, every human being, you know, you see, whichever country they're from, whichever nationality, or, different language, different language, different color. However, endeavors. However, we have a relationship with relationship with him, with every sentient being. So, all actually, the whole sentient being is a family. You know, in this way, you can think whole sentient being is actually a family. We don't see the past. We don't see the past, and we don't see the future. Whole family, a whole sentient being is a family. Just exactly as this one, this group, you know, this is my brother, this is my sister, this is my father, my brother, you know. So exactly the same as this, all the sentient beings, same family, you see. So if you think this way, you can see, think this way also helps, if you can feel that, well, everyone is your family, you know, so that there's not to live out. So anyway, this life, you know, just these sentient beings, two human body, and you know, from the same, born from the same father, mother, you know, and including father, mother, themselves, they have human body, somehow you're born from that, and that's it. And this short time, this very short time, then you see consciousness, there's a lot of natural impairments, then consciousness, see the body, consciousness migrates, and this, you see, this group, consciousness, this family group, consciousness, you know, once a family group, this consciousness, your own consciousness, then migrates to other rooms, like this. Then you see, each one is somewhere else, totally. Just very short term, the father, mother, brother, see all this, wife, husband, brother, in a human body gathered. In a human body gathered. Just a short time. So you see, then sooner or later, body is relaxed and consciousness goes to my house. Karma. Then you reckon it, then you get born to somebody else. As you say, it's the next level. So, if it's a taken birth, you know, that's it. lies a bit. Yes, they get born from the heat, not from the world, from heat. That the life is born from the body. I don't know what they would think of you. I don't know what they would think. We are born from this person's body. This person is my mother or father. I'm not sure what they think of the life. Anyway. I'm born from this person's hand, and his arms, you know, he is in this world. I'm born from this person's and the arms or somewhere, you know, so this person, my body, as if my brother, my father or mother. I'm not sure. Anyway, if one can have birth from womb, then you see again, some of the sentient beings become your mother. So it's been like this from the beginning. From the beginning it's a rebirth. You see, from the beginning it's a rebirth, now, like that. and there will be like this interview film, cycle of death and rebirth film, the samsara. So now here, if you analyze like this, it's something that all the sentient beings, you need to cherish. You need to cherish all sentient beings, your family. See, it makes you think. But think this way, it makes you think, because everyone has a relationship of this time, past. Numberless time, even that numberless time, not just one time. So then, this family here, when you think like this, now this family, you see, they're not the first one, you know, because their father, mother, brother, sister, see, they're not the first time. This is not the first time. Then, we have numerous times, you know, all sentient beings having your brother, you know, father, mother, brother, sister, you know, so the wife, husband, all that, then also your children, that. So it helps, and this is a short time. This sentient beings, even being human body, being brother, sister, all this, all that. This is for only short time. Doesn't this help? Thinking this way, it helps. You know, not strong attachment. It helps that, and then sort of. And also, by losing, you know, by them dying or losing, then sadness, grief for whole life, grief in our heart for life, you know, for some people have, you know, whole life grief when the companion passed away, or the, say, friend or the family member. So it helps. And so, with that thinking, only this is the only one, you know, because of whom you have a relationship, and you don't think of that as a being, you don't think that you have a relationship with him. So that's what makes you grief and the, you know, whole life when the person's, you know, passed away. So it also helps that, because it's not, you know, not on dim, then numbers of things, you know, that one has relationships, connection. So, and it is not giving up compassion. Compassion is there if you think of their suffering. Simply being suffering, this family, simply means, you know, this good for human body, and that together with you this time, which duration is very short. So you think they're suffering or others think that they're suffering. So, you know, compassion rises by thinking of their suffering. So you're not giving up the, but letting go the attachment. Not giving up compassion, but see, what brings you so much grief, what brings you so much sadness. Say, what doesn't allow you to realize emptiness, to see the ultimate nature, and to realize the path, peace and liberation, the exaggerated mind, the attachment, the hallucinated mind, so which is the function of obscuring the mind, to the utter of power and to realize the ultimate nature so forth. So what I was mentioning before was so by attaining the nature of impermanence, you see, then now that the death can happen any time to oneself, the impairment that the death can happen any time to the object, the person. The nature of samsara that one meet, then separate. Then again after some time do you come together? Again separate, go and get separate in many different universes, many different realms. Then again sometime come together. meet that same thing in either form of animal body or form of human body, whereas did us come meet again. So that so they were thinking of this. The nature of impermanence changes, so that helps to let go of attachment, the strong grasp of mind that gives you so much, worry, fears, so much problem in your life. And any material object or any, human being, see, what is animal, what is human being. So by thinking that what exists today doesn't exist about time tomorrow, what exists with this hour doesn't exist next hour, what exists within this minute doesn't exist next minute, what exists in the second doesn't exist by the time, by the next second. It's gone. So thinking that, being mindful is in all this, so it helps to say, makes it easy by thinking the reality of the how different of natural impairments, think of this way. So say then there is no object for the attachment. There's no time, or there's no space in the mind to arise attachment. There's no object the attachment to attachment to hold on to grasp it. I'm not sure how I came to this point. So I've lost now. came from somewhere between some rocky mountains and snows and now I'm lost. Some mountains where there's kangaroos, some mountains where there's a yak, so the image of however, so what I was saying before, that so causing so to oneself to cause other sentient beings the happiness of all the kind of future lives, so the long run happiness. So this service, this benefit is more important than the first one. So that see, the evolution of this is to cause all this happiness, happiness for all the future lives, towards other sentient beings. Then Had to come from, all this had to come from their mind. And so therefore one need to give them education of mind. What is mind? Education of mind. And the education of dharma, what is right, that brings happiness to oneself, brings happiness to others. What is the right thing? Right to practice. What is the wrong to be abandoned? Wrong which harms to oneself and harms to others. So one need to educate them karma. One need to educate them dharma. See, particular karma. What is the cause of happiness? What is the cause of the suffering? So one need to educate them dharma. One need to educate them karma. The cause and effect. What kind of cause, suffering, effect, what kind of cause the effect happens comes. So cause is their own mind leading positive, the virtue and non-virtue. And the action. The pure action and the impure action. Pure action, the virtuous action. And the non-virtuous action, the negative action, the harmful action. So, need to educate them karma, this is the cause and effect. The shortcomings of the ten non-virtuous action. How does the action become negative? Negative, non-virtue, and there is that. So, educating them, ten non-virtuous actions, the virtuous action, pure action, result only happiness, which results only happiness, all their benefits. Best, and then educate the compassion to all the sentient beings without discrimination, without leaving out even one. Educating compassion to have compassion towards all the living beings, to everyone, anyone who desire happiness but devoid of happiness. Even that being has temporary happiness but devoid of ultimate happiness. Even that being has ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, but devoid of peerless happiness, full enlightenment. So, all those beings who desire happiness, including peerless happiness, enlightenment, who do not desire suffering but constantly suffering. So generate compassion to everyone. So this is best one. So this way that the sentient being stop giving harm to all the sentient beings. Not only that sentient being, by developing compassion more and more, that sentient being do something to cause happiness, do something in action, cause happiness to all the sentient beings. And also that inspires to develop wisdom. The compassion inspires to develop wisdom, otherwise you can't help others. You can't, there's a limitation without wisdom to help others. So compassion inspires, pursues the person to develop wisdom. Not only that, the more important benefit than that to other sentient beings, that is it, to bring them in, say, in the sorrowless state, sorrowless state, the everlasting happiness, that which is totally free from all oceans of samsara suffering, cause the delusion of karma. By educating them, by showing the path, by educating them, the path for liberation, from basic path to liberation, the three higher trainings, giving them education and letting them to practice and to actualize this path of liberation, educating them for noble truth. Giving education of form to them. So then that's how you can bring them. That's how you can bring them. By teaching them, educating them, recognize their own suffering. The not only suffering of pain, but the suffering changes, how the samsara pleasures are, how the samsara pleasures are by the nature of suffering, by explaining, by educating them, and the foundation of those two other suffering, pervasive compounding of suffering, by educating them, by letting them to realize their own suffering, and through that they realize also others sometimes suffering. then from that, it is not permanent, it is the cause of the phenomena, it is a cause, it came from a cause, division karma. So by realizing the cause of the suffering, then they find out the cessation of that, cessation of the delusion karma. Achieving this is the way to be free forever from the oceans of samsara suffering. You know, to achieve the everlasting happiness. And you can achieve that. What do you want to achieve that? Questioning that you can achieve that with this power to exist. They want to educate the path, by learning the path, and then actualizing the path in their heart, in their heart. They want to bring them to nirvana, the sorrowless state. So this benefit, this service to other sentiment, more important than the previous one. Now the most important service to other sentiment, that is, on the basis of all those previous practices, educating them, letting them to practice, the refuge karma, then if you have trainings, then now, on the basis of this, then one educated the bodhicitta, the bodhisattva, the six path, the five path to five mahayana path to achieve enlightenment, ten bhumis, or the on the basis of the bodhicitta, introduce the tantric path. the path, method, and wisdom, or those who are karma, to practice the Mahānudraya Tantra, Mahānudraya Tantra path, on the basis of bodhicitta, and finish, then introduce, educate them, 마하나드라는 동네 파소대로 내린 이치비스 마트먼트 쿠비스트 이빈 이빈 브릿 마트하고 디즈니 탄 소다 노론이 not only after 16 lifetimes, not only after 17 lifetimes, not only after 3 lifetimes in this life, even that in a brief lifetime of this time by practicing acupuncture. So, by educating them, then you have to bring to enlightenment, Buddhist. So that, how you bring the sentiment to enlightenment, to the pillar second of enlightenment, this is the clear, this is the greatest benefit and service presenting them. So now for that, to be able to do perfect or present them, bring them from happiness to happiness, bring them to full enlightenment, to that by oneself, the one, the first one, so need to be enlightened, need to be all the qualities. once the mind becomes in all the qualities, perfect understanding, perfect compassion, perfect complete, you know, perfect complete understanding, compassion, and power. So, without any mistake, free from all the mistakes, mistakes of mind, not only free from gross mistakes, even subtle mistakes, subtle negative imprint. For that, that doesn't happen without cause, conditions. So one needs to exercise the power, and even the power, I say, it has to be complete path. cannot be just, say, just one minute, just practice one meditation in a whole life cannot make it. Without Allah, cannot achieve. Even if it's correct, I cannot achieve full enlightenment. So the complete path has to be the unmistaken. The path to achieve enlightenment. What one has to exercise, it should be unmistaken, pure path. The pure path should be complete, to achieve enlightenment. just some part of the path, with the realization, cannot achieve enlightenment. That alone. And all this unmistaken path and complete path. Given that, then it should be in order. it should be in order. Graduate. One has to exercise the realization path, the enlightenment. in order, graduate. first practice the highest tantra, before exercising the common path, bodhicitta, renunciation, bodhicitta, wisdom, realize emptiness, before the common path, then before practicing, before exercising this, then practicing the highest tantra first. So, not like that. Without wisdom realizing emptiness, without wisdom realizing emptiness, there's no way to practice tantra. There's no way to generate oneself as deity. There's no way to visualize the mandala. There's no way to even visualize the offerings, because everything. There's no way to visualize deity, in even the form deity. Everything what in the everything what one practiced, it has to be vajra, inseparable to method and wisdom. Even the generating the front deity, even the generating oneself deity, everything has to be vajra, even the offerings that you offer in sadhana, it has to be vajra, inseparable to method and wisdom. One mind, unified with method and wisdom. So with that mind, then you practice everything. So that everything can become vajra, inseparable from metaphysical, so that brings you to enlightenment. So that's called, it's called yana. So with one wing, with one wing, kind of the bird cannot fly. With only one wing, by different two wings, it can fly. Tantric practice. is done with the mind, one mind unified with method of wisdom, so that it becomes vajra. Otherwise, it doesn't become vajra, inseparable to method of wisdom, method of wisdom. So that if it's only one, then that cannot cease duality, cannot cease the defilements, cannot cease the duality, cannot achieve enlightenment. With strong guru devotion, you may receive blessings, but it doesn't become real tantra practice, because it's not perfect. Whatever you do is not perfect. See, as I mentioned before, one mind unified with wisdom, they have to practice everything. Only that way it becomes vajra, yana. So, and all that. Not only it has to become Vajrayana, but all that has to be practiced with bodhicitta. If it's not, of course, best one is actual realization of bodhicitta, effortless bodhicitta. Bodhicitta offers mind to achieving enlightenment, personally, that you feel as spontaneously, without any effort, when you think you are hungry, that doesn't depend on many reasonings why you are hungry. See, the thought of hunger is or attachment rises. See, it's just a spontaneous rises without it doesn't need effort to rise attachment. To grow up attachment, you don't need effort in that. However, even not effortless bodhicitta, at least the tantra practice should be done with effortful bodhicitta. Effortful bodhicitta. What it means is, in the text, it said, Changchu Simin, Ne Simba. That's what it says in the text. at least the tantra practice should be done. When you effort with bodhicitta, chanjo simi nesma. That is, with with effort, first you meant it on the, your own samsara, how the nation is suffering, to the renunciation. We wish to be determination to be free from this, your own samsara, by seeing its own nature of suffering, by generating aversion to that. And then in other symptoms, remember, as reflecting other symptoms of samsara. They are similar, or similar, how they experience suffering and samsara. So, seeing others samsara, only the nature of suffering, then generate compassion. Not only wishing other symptoms to be freed from all the suffering causes, but yourself, but in our, I must see, liberate see, the sentient beings from the sufferings and the cause of the sufferings. So taking responsibility on yourself, not only wishing that they're free from suffering, but taking responsibility on ourselves. So great compassion. There, in the text, there are different ways of explaining great compassion. This is one definition of great compassion. According to different texts and different languages, there's different ways of explaining definition of great compassion. However, I follow this way. the Asa Pabanga tradition will explain. So by generating the by thinking the reasons how symptoms are suffering, how they are so kind and so precious that your happiness comes from them, so precious kind, and how they are so suffering, so generate great compassion from that bodhicitta. So solution is oneself to achieve ajna, to free the number of symptoms from the oceans of samsara suffering, and bring them in the peerless happiness, full enlightenment. Not only cause them temporal happiness, but cause them ultimate happiness, liberation from some of that, bring them in the full enlightenment. To do this work perfectly without a mistake, then first one must achieve full enlightenment. So by thinking reasons, putting effort, then the thought want to achieve enlightenment for sentient being comes. it rises with it, as you, by thinking the reasons, those previous meditations. then with effort you feel. With effort, then you feel the need to achieve enlightenment for something. The thought, I need to achieve enlightenment for something. The wish to achieve enlightenment for something. The wish, seeking happiness for others. Along with that, the thought seeking enlightenment. So the principal consciousness, what bodhicitta is not a natural factor, is the principal consciousness that as a surrounding of that, it is accompanied with the, it is accompanied with the mental factor to achieve enlightenment. So first, generating the wish, the seeking enlightenment for others. Then for that, generally wish oneself to achieve enlightenment. So along with that, there's a principle consciousness. So then, how? So with the effort, you know, taking all those previous reasons, then you feel, then the thought to achieve enlightenment comes. So there's so it's not intellectual, it's not completely intellectual, you know, following just the words, but you feel from the heart, but with effort, you know, with all the previous meditations. So that at least, so chanjusing this intellect, so that is at least having that, you see, that thought which is not representative rising from within one's mind, you know, but with the effort, you see, taking the reasons. So at least I will need to practice tantra, at least, so with such a effort for bodhicitta motivation. So anyway, so when it is, anyway, to achieve enlightenment, when it is as greater power of the high curriculum, that depends on the foundation, greater power of the middle curriculum in general, and then on greater power of the lower curriculum in general. So it starts with it from perfect human birth, the beginning of the path to enlightenment. And then, what was successful from that realization of the enlightenment is that through the path of enlightenment. After one, after one analyzed search for guru, after one analyzed, then correctly devoted the virtuous friend with thought and action. Didn't get to go through the first meditation, the perfect human birth and the usefulness. However, I want to mention this to practice mindfulness, to keep the mind in the bodhicitta, you know. Not only generating motivation for the jiva at the beginning, but meditation, but so to practice very strongly the mindfulness and keep always bodhicitta, you know that. So to not see. So tomorrow, see, tomorrow, say, particular thing, now. even if we see insect, you see, even if we see dog, a person, you see, immediately think, see, all my past, number, see, so these I described, then, you see, this is what you see, what feel is. So, number this, not listening to her. It is. Bin Laden. So we went to Bin Laden. The kindness, okay. So this number is And so, Prasad did a background. Now, this, so, anyway, past, present, future, happiness, one received by kindness, was one received by kindness, but each and every single, each and every single sentient beings, each and every single sentient beings, all the past, numberless past happiness, all the past, numberless past my happiness, and present, future happiness, including enlightenment, everything, I received by kindness, each and every single sentient beings. So, how receive all the past, present happiness, how to receive by kindness of each and every single sentient being? That is, you see, all these two-time happiness, that all these two-time happiness that one will receive, you can say, comes from one's good karma, virtuous action, that is the Buddha's, action. There's a Buddha's action, possessed by Buddha, honored by Buddha. There's a Buddha's action that which is within us sentient beings. So all our virtuous thoughts are Buddha's, holy actions that is working within us sentient beings. All that all my past, present, future happiness came from Buddha. Okay? Buddha came from Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva came from Bodhicitta, Bodhisattva came from root, the great compassion. And the great compassion is generated, great compassion is generated by depending on every single existence of the suffering sentient beings, by depending on every single suffering sentient beings, the great compassion is generated by depending on the kindness of each and every single suffering sentient beings. The compassion is generated because their existence, those suffering beings' existence. So now you can see all your numberless past, present, future happiness, up to enlightenment, everything you receive by kindness of each and every single suffering beings. Received by kindness of each and every single sentient beings. Okay? So that means all one's own past happiness from beginning is rebirth, you see, and present happiness, future happiness, up to enlightenment, temporal ultimate up to enlightenment happiness, when you see one receives completely by kindness of every single hell beings. Every single helping, so that the most precious, most kind one in one love. And one receive all the numberless past happiness, present, future happiness, up to enlightenment, one receive by kindness of every single hungry ghost. There's most precious, most kind one in one's life. And one receive numberless past happiness, future, present, future happiness, up to enlightenment, one receive by kindness of every single animals. They're the most precious, most kind of ones of life. One receives numbers past their happiness, one numbers past happiness, present, future happiness, up to enlightenment, one receives by kindness with every single sentient, every single human beings. They're the most precious, most kind of animals of life. One receives numbers past happiness, present, future happiness, up to enlightenment, one receives by kindness every single Asura beings, and every single Asura beings, every single Asura beings. They are the most precious, most kind of the most alive. And all these three-time happiness, one receives by kindness every single Asura beings. They are the most precious, most kind of the most alive. One receives Well, the novel is past happiness, present future happiness, acting like one see back hands with every single intimate sentence. Every single intermediate state. They are the most precious, most kind of women of our life. So, for them, Bin Laden. So, I receive all my loveless past happiness. Well, I receive all my loveless past happiness. Loveless past happiness. That omniscient mind, even the omniscient mind cannot see the beginning. So numberless past happiness, my past numberless happiness I see from the bad times of being like this. So they have now become unbelievable, unexpressible how precious he is. Because it came from great compassion generated on, you see, Bin Laden, you know, great compassion hasn't left out Bin Laden. Great compassion generated, you see, also by depending on the exist, by depending on Bin Laden. So, see, his object of compassion, compassion generated, degenerated by depending on also his kindness. Yeah. So that's the reasoning, that's the reason watching how one's own another's past happiness, one receives back and dependent on Bin Laden, receive that kindness of Bin Laden. So unbelievable precious how kindness. Now then one receives all one's own present happiness from Bin Laden, by kindness of Bin Laden. Maybe more precious. Then now you see you receive all the future happiness, realizations of the past enlightenment, including also enlightenment. From so receive by kindness of the enlightenment, including enlightenment, all the realizations, including enlightenment, all the happiness, temporary ultimate happiness, future. So become now even more, much more precious, much, much more precious than before. See now. Not only that, now you see